Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $23,972 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. I hope you were with us on our last show. It was most exciting as Alice Conkright got a $77,000 cash jackpot, all the prizes on the stage, and left us with over $141,000 in cash and prizes. Incredible. Just sensational. And I must tell you, Alice did it in just six shows. She never had less than $120. Twice she had $145 in winning. And I asked her finally, why did you not buy any instant bargains? Not one. And this brilliant lady who did so well said, I was afraid that I wasn't bright enough. If I bought one, I wouldn't win. And my goodness, she was so bright. Such a good player. So we have three new challengers. $50,000 cash jackpot starts over at $50,000. That's not too bad. I think these three people will be interested. Here to introduce them, Summer Bartholomew. It really amazed me that Alice would say that she wasn't sure if she could win if she bought anything.
Really, someone so intelligent as she was.
Who do you have?
This first contestant can drum up a storm from East Meadow, New York. Give a hearty welcome to Steve Skelly.
Hi there, Steve.
And next, she's a published author four times over from Santa Monica, California. Give a big hand to Elizabeth Ward.
Hi, Elizabeth.
And last, he can write anything from Venice, California. Let's all greet Mitch Ganunzio.
Hello there, Mitch. And we'll see you a little later with some bargains. Maybe we'll sell some today, something, right? Steve, Elizabeth, Mitch, you don't mind that Alice isn't sitting there anymore? No? No, okay, all right. Let's get acquainted with these people. Now, Steve, you can drum up a storm.
Well, yeah, I presently work as a broker, but I used to support myself drumming in anything from square dance bands to a jazz quintet.
Sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Good to have you here. Elizabeth, published author four times?
They're reference books about movies, but I'm going to start work soon on a fiction bestseller, I hope.
Oh, well, I guess you hope maybe, obviously you're hoping maybe some questions come up about movies. A reference book about them must be very bright then. Good to have you here. And Mitch, you can write anything.
Yeah, Jim, I'm a playwright, and last year I wrote a play that was a semifinalist in the Dramatist Guild playwriting contest.
Oh, you must be very good. Well, good luck with that. Tough field. I wish you well. Maybe we will see Mitch Giannunzio play on Broadway one day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
All right. Good to have you all here. Let's start you off with $20. And, of course, you know the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, and we will get started with this. Name the good ship that Shirley Temple, Elizabeth.
Lollipop.
Right away. We're talking about something you know about. Yeah, that was the song. And you've got $5 for the correct answer, Elizabeth, the 25. A seismograph is used to measure, Steve?
Earthquakes.
Earthquakes. What it is Steve beats everyone of the buzzer. He goes to 25. Name the television comedy series that originally starred Penny Marshall and Elizabeth?
Laverne and Shirley.
And Cindy Williams in the title roles, Laverne and Shirley. It is Elizabeth the 30. According to the line by Beaumont and Fletcher, what does one good turn deserve? Mitch.
Another.
Another is right. Mitch goes to 25. That's right. Yes. We would have also accepted one good turn gets all the blanket, but that doesn't count here. In a football game, how many yards will your team be penalized if you go offside? Mitch.
10.
Nope. 5 yards for offside, and Mitch loses. You're offside on that one, Mitch. Sorry about that. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer, down to 20. It is time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy those instant bargains we were talking about. Remember, too, a sales surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. Elizabeth, you have the lead. You have a $5 lead over Steve. Can we interest you in this?
Elizabeth, make business a pleasure with this handsome leather desk set. It features a blotter, agenda book, bookends, double pen base, and a memo pad from Abercrombie & Fitch. Normally is priced at $675. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
$675 worth of lovely, lovely equipment. And, of course, you could sit here and write that best-selling fiction novel. Now, Elizabeth, I want to get started good. Now, it's been a while, and I want to... So right away, just $5, just the value of one question, I am going to throw in $300 in cash. A $975 bargain for $5. You'd be in a tie with Steve for the value of one question. Going once, going twice, and no sale. I don't know. Maybe I got to stop eating onions with lunch or something. Nobody wants to buy anything. Okay. The Cattery, Fisherman's Wharf, Elizabeth.
Steinbeck.
No, oh no. The Cannery, Fisherman's Wharf, and Lombard Street are three popular attractions in San Francisco. And Elizabeth loses $5 down to 25. I think you were hearing Cannery Row there for a moment. What is the famous date inscribed on the tablet held by the Statue of Liberty? Elizabeth?
1776? July 4th, 1776.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Think about it for a moment. That's got to be the date. And it is, and Elizabeth gets it five back. Nicely solved. Mark Twain was the nom de plume of the writer, Mitch?
Samuel Clemens.
That's who it is. Samuel Langhorne Clemens, to be exact. Mitch goes to 25. Good close game. Everybody's off and running and rolling, and now let's see who's going to get a pick of the board up there as we play the fame game. The players will buzz in. A lot of information. We're looking for a famous person. I am a boxer born in Colorado in 1895. I began my ring career in mining camps, and in 1919, I knocked out Jess Willard to become the heavyweight champion of the world. I held my title for 7 years, defeating such challengers as Gibbons, Carpentier, and Firpo. Steve.
John L. Lewis.
No, incorrect. No, no dollar value. Stay at 25. Now we're playing for a pick of the board. We'll clear the board. Continue for Elizabeth and Mitch. In 1926, I lost the title to Gene Tunney. And in a rematch a year later, I again lost in a famous long count bout. I was one of the most popular champs. Mitch.
Joe Lewis.
No. Elizabeth has the question all to herself. Obviously, very knowledgeable on boxing. I will finish the question. I was one of the most popular champs of all time, known as the Manassas Mauler. I am Jack Dempsey. Dempsey. No one gets Jack Dempsey. We thought that'd be a name everybody would know. Because everybody knows the boxer John L. Lewis, right? I mean, he fought at the United Mine Workers every Friday night. We'll be right back, right after this. We were just checking with that, and most of the ladies in the audience knew the Jack Dempsey. One lady very honestly said, after you said Jack, then she knew Jack Dempsey. So no one got a pick of that board. Of course, everything stays up there. We'll add another money card a little bit later, a second crack coming up. All three of you, of course, back in. Back with us. Many lawyers belong to a group known as the ABA. Elizabeth?
American Bar Association.
And that's what ABA stands for. Elizabeth goes to 35. $10 lead over the gentleman. According to Bob Dylan's famous song, the answer, my friend, Steve.
Blowing in the wind.
That's where it is, blowing in the wind. Steve beats everyone with the buzzer, goes to 30. And I must say, all three of you have been going for that buzzer. Good players. This three-letter word can mean to tease, a scrap of cloth, a gossip magazine, or, Steve?
A rag.
A piece of music written by Scott Joplin as well. Rag is exactly what it is. And Steve ties Elizabeth at 35. Among this animal's 27 recognized breeds are Manx, Angora, and Nick.
Cat.
Cat is what that is, and Mitch goes to 30. Yeah. Time once again for an instant bargain. Steve and Elizabeth, you're in a tie. Only one of you can have. Oh, this is great. Look at this. Hit the buzzer when you hear the low sale of the century price, and for one of you, this is yours.
Steve or Elizabeth, rock around the clock with this terrific reconditioned 1974 Rockola jukebox. Its sturdy, ventilated, space-age cabinet houses 100 selections of your favorite hits. Furnished by Jukeboxes Unlimited in Los Angeles. This jukebox is normally priced at $825. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Isn't that a neat thing? Steve and Elizabeth. That is great. Oh, boy. Michael Jackson, even back there, they had $825 for $10. Now, neither one of you even have your hands on the buzzer. I want to sell something. $9. Eight. Seven. I haven't sold anything, and so Alice didn't. I've lost the knack. Six. Elizabeth, get your hand up there. $1.
Steve
and I. $1. Oh, a sale surprise goes to Steve. I didn't hear that. Steve. $1 it cost you. You got an $825 jukebox, and you've also got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, $700 in cash. $1,525 for $1. I knew there was a reason I tried to sell things, Steve. Way to go.
On his face.
And you knock a dollar off the score, that's all it costs you is $1. Elizabeth, you got the lead. Aren't you sorry you didn't hit the buzzer now, Elizabeth? Yeah, okay. Back with us. All three players. Buckingham Palace is not the chief residence of Queen Elizabeth. Mitch?
Windsor Castle.
That's exactly where it is. Nicely done. And Mitch goes to 35. $1 separates all three players. Who was the renowned publisher of Poor Richard's Almanac? Steve?
William Penn.
No. He lived near him. Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin, you lose five on that, down to 29. Name the two states which boast towns named Kansas City. Elizabeth.
Kansas and Missouri.
You got them both, and Elizabeth back into the lead now at $40. In the 70s, the African nation of Uganda was ruled by a tyrant. Elizabeth.
Idi Amin.
That's the gentleman we're talking about. Gentlemen, well, Idi Amin, you've got the 45. Many art historians agree that the most famous portrait ever painted was the beautiful Mitch?
Mona Lisa.
More information, please.
Leonardo da Vinci.
That's who painted it. Yes, indeed. I was going to give you Mona Lisa. We needed da Vinci. And Mitch adds another five. Talking about the Mona Lisa, very fascinating, with probably the most famous portrait. You know, the man who commissioned that painting did not like it, and he refused to pay for it. Later, the King of France finally took it and hung it in the bathroom. We'll be right back. Elizabeth at 45, Mitch at 40, Steve Bunsen buying at 29, and now the fame game once again. I promise you, no boxers. Fame game. Looking for a famous place. I am a large American city. In 1821, my site was given to the state by the Creek Indians. East of me lies Stone Mountain with the carved figures of Jefferson Davis, Stonewall Jackson, and Robert E. Lee. I am the headquarters of the Coca-Cola Company. Elizabeth.
Atlanta, Georgia.
That's exactly what it is. Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. Didn't even need Goma to win, huh? Elizabeth, now we've got a pick of the board. Nine numbers up there. You'll get what's behind whichever one you pick.
Two, please.
And behind number two, we have luggage. Amelia Earhart luggage. Fashion and durability combined in this British tweed collection. Featuring richly quilted interiors and bumper guard binding. British by Amelia Earhart.
That's beautiful luggage. Over $500 worth, as a matter of fact. And that, of course, is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Now, you've got the lead. Back to it now with this. Name the Illinois statesman who lost two presidential elections to Dwight D. Eisenhower in 52 and 56. Jack Dempsey. No. Adlai Stevenson. Stevenson. No one wanted to try that. The writer who gave us the shocking novel Myra Breckinridge. Elizabeth.
Gore Vidal.
Gore Vidal is who it is. Elizabeth beats Mitch to the buzzer and goes to 50. Name the great song and dance man whose screen biography was titled Yankee Doodle Dandy. Elizabeth.
George M. Cohen.
Yes, indeed. A couple in a row for Elizabeth. She goes to 55. Well, Elizabeth, you didn't want to buy when it was a little closer. It's not so close now. You've got a $15 lead. You've got a little breathing space. Do you like this?
Elizabeth, here's a gift you can't refuse. This elegant crystal sculpture from France. Shining cut crystals sculpted into a sturdy head of a stallion with a flowing mane. Furnished by Celeste, this gorgeous sculpture is normally priced at $2,490. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $17.
Beautiful, beautiful. $2,490. You like that, Elizabeth?
It is beautiful.
It would cost you $17. You've got a $15 lead. I will knock $2 off the price. You will be in a tie with Mitch, and I will give you $400 in cash to go with it. You'd be in a tie. You would have $2,890 bargain going once, going twice. No sale. Ooh, Elizabeth's got the lead. Down to the wire we go after this. Thought you liked it. It is Steve at 29, Mitch in second place at 40, and Elizabeth with a $15 lead at 55. What does the B in LBJ stand for? Mitch?
Baines.
Baines, Lyndon Baines Johnson. Mitch, the 45, yes. The huge Central African nation that is now known as Zaire. Elizabeth?
Nigeria.
Oh, Zaire was formerly known as the Belgian Congo. Quick buzzer cost you five, down to 50, and a $5 lead over Mitch. In what area of the arts do we associate the names Matisse, Cezanne, and Duchamp? Steve.
Impressionist?
They are impressionists. They are painters, impressionist painters. Either one acceptable, and you go over the $30 mark. Yes, indeed. Third and final track of the fame game, we look for the identity of a famous landmark. A landmark. I am a man-made structure, begun in 1806 and finished 30 years later. I'm located where 12 avenues meet. My inner walls bear... Mitch?
Arch of Triumph?
That's exactly what it is in Paris. Very nicely solved. Mitch, pick of the board, eight numbers.
I'm going to go with a five.
And behind number five, we have $500 in cash.
$500 in cash. And that goes into your pocket, and like the luggage before for Elizabeth, that is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Where were the big money cards?
Behind the number 6, the number 8, and the number 1.
All right, this close game goes down to the wire. We finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Elizabeth at 50, Mitch at 45, Steve not out of it at 34, because a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. What writer gave us the novel 1984? Elizabeth.
H. Orwell.
Right. How many quarts in a gallon? Steve.
4.
Right. What is considered to be baseball's fall classic? Elizabeth.
The World Series.
Right. How many commandments did God give to Moses? Mitch.
10.
Right. In the story Moby Dick, what was the name of the one-legged? Elizabeth.
Captain Ahab.
Right. Where on her body would a woman wear a coronet? Mitch.
Head.
Right. What is the highest rank in the U.S. Navy? Time. How many judges sit on the Supreme Court? Elizabeth.
9.
Right. Name the famous book that was published by German printer Johann Gutenberg. Elizabeth.
The Gutenberg Bible.
Right. Which state is nicknamed the Golden State? Steve.
California.
Right. In mythology, who was the king who turned everything he touched into gold? Mitch.
Midas.
Right. What is the basic monetary unit of England? Elizabeth.
The pound.
Right. Give me the name of the cape that lies at the southern tip of Africa. Mitch.
Horn.
Wrong. Who won the 1952 Pulitzer Prize for his novel, The Kane Mutiny? Mitch. Time is up, but it didn't make any difference, Mitch, because Elizabeth has won it in the speed round. Congratulations. Come on over here with me. That's all right. Come on over. Elizabeth, if you're in a hurry to go up there shopping, that's okay. Well, you just wait here with me while I finish up, okay? First, I'll turn the other questions over, but these we could go. Who won the 1952 Pulitzer Prize for his novel, The Kane Mutiny? Elizabeth? That was?
Wook.
Herman Wook, that's right. Elizabeth's got that one. The cape that lies the southern tip of Africa is?
Good Hope.
That's right. And the highest rank in the Navy, I'm surprised you missed that. That's an admiral. Highest rank in the Navy is an admiral. Well, we have to say goodbye to Steve and Mitch. And Steve, I'm glad you both did well. Steve, you've got the jukebox, $744 in cash, so you are well over $1,500 in cash and prizes. And Mitch gave it a good push there. You didn't get the answer to the last one because time ran out before you had started the question, but it didn't make any difference. But nonetheless, you've got $555 in cash. Congratulations to you. And Elizabeth, since you really didn't want to go back there, we'll go over here and sit down. No, we'll go shopping. Come on, Elizabeth, let's go up there. That's nice. You were in a hurry to get here. That's terrific. Well, you did very, very well. Elizabeth, you got yourself $80. $80, just say yes, and you can take this and leave us.
You'll get some spectacular shots with this fantastic camera from Sweden, the limited edition motorized Hasselblad anniversary camera, commemorating 20 years of space photography, furnished by Sammy's Camera. And this great camera, normally priced at $2,999, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85 is all it would cost. Now, you won with $80, so forget about that, the 80, because you are entitled to the first level prize. Even though it would cost normally $85, you won with $80. Say yes, you can take that camera and leave us. So that puts you just a little bit further away if you decided to put your money in the bank and play on. You need $175 for the next prize. So another $95 and another win would get you this.
Add a new dimension to home entertainment with this fabulous component system. Blend sight and sound with turntable, tuner, cassette deck, VCR, digital disc player, and a picture monitor that reads the room lighting and adjusts the picture accordingly. From Green and Roberts, this fabulous home entertainment system, normally priced at $6,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
That's $175. $95 more. You look pretty good there. You like what? You don't think you look good? I think you look good there. That's a good look there, Elizabeth. So you need another $95 for that, and another win, of course. A lot of other lovely prizes up the line, and of course, Alice got everything on our last show, and she drove away with this. Maybe you will, Jay.
Light up the road in style with the Audi 5000S, featuring aerodynamic and mechanical design achievements for comfort, performance, and economy in a luxury automobile. Furnished by Allen Porsche Audi. This luxury automobile, normally priced at $23,972, yours on sale of the century for only $530.
And should you get the $750, as Alice did on the last show, you'll get all the prizes on the stage, plus this. That jackpot starts over at $50,000. So, Elizabeth, you can take the camera and the tripod and leave, or put your money in the bank. That wonderful entertainment system is next. Think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision right after this. Back again with our new champion, Elizabeth Ward. Elizabeth, you've got $80. That is enough money for you to say yes, take this camera and tripod, and leave us with everything else that you've picked up. Or you can put that money in the bank, needing another $95 and another win for the entertainment system. It costs you $175. Elizabeth, what's it going to be?
I want to come back.
I want to come back. Okay. She's going to come back. We'll put her money in the bank. We'll add another $1,000 to that cash jackpot. $51,000. Two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.